Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Yes, indeed. It is your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Oh, yeah, it feels good to get to the end of the week, doesn't it? Yeah. It's the 23rd of October, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in about 5 minutes. Yeah, you know how it goes. Well, professional YouTubers, how's your Friday going for you? A little confusing? Yeah, I'm kind of confused right along with you. YouTube Red has been introduced, and none of us know what the hell it really means, other than the fact that, yes, here comes YouTube's subscription service. Of course, for many months now, YouTube has actually been talking to video creators about their new subscription plans, and supposedly prioritizing user experience above all else. But what does that mean for you as a professional YouTuber? Well, if you don't sign that YouTube Red contract, your videos are going to be marked private. Meaning, yeah, you guessed it, nobody will freaking see them. Now, YouTube Red subscribers would be unable to access videos that non-subscribers have access to, which actually means subscribers would be getting less content than they would on the free YouTube, not more. It's making no freaking sense. However, though, according to the folks over at YouTube, the overwhelming majority of their partners, meaning the broadcasters, they say representing 99% of content watched on YouTube have already signed up. Yes, because they've not had much of a choice, have they? Now, according to the PR over there at YouTube, the new YouTube Red is not supposed to change how our regular YouTube works. However, though, we're not going to really know that until the thing starts rolling out this coming January 2016. All I can really do is give a little advice to the YouTube PR over there. Don't tick off your content providers. You do that, you can kiss your subscription service down the drain. Staying in the land of Alphabet, let's move on over to Chrome. Chrome 46 for iOS has finally arrived with multitasking support for the iPad. Now, of course, last week, Chrome 46 for desktop was released, and finally, they've got around to the mobile platform for iOS users. Now, of course, with iOS 9 and multitasking on your iPad, that means you can have a split view of your Chrome beside another updated iOS app. You're also going to get that picture-in-picture functionality, letting you view videos in a smaller, separate window while using a second app. Google said in their lovely little release, statement, often on the web, we're doing a ton of things at once. Maybe reading a travel location or catching up on social media. So Chrome for iOS now lets you do it all at once. That is, until it crashes. Yeah, I'm not having a whole lot of luck with Chrome since I've updated today. How's your experience? Let me know. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Staying in the realm of iOS users out there, how's your battery that you've now updated Facebook? Yes, according to what Facebook's saying, they've been the ones that have been draining our battery. Although, let's face it, we've kind of had some suspicion ourselves. And finally, Facebook confirmed the problem and pushed out an update to the iOS app yesterday. According to Facebook, they found a, quote, few key issues and have identified additional improvements. By the way, those few key issues that Facebook is talking about, one we actually did find out. It's called the CPU spin. That kept the app pushing out network queries without any response, therefore just eating and eating and eating your battery away. Don't really know what those other issues are. Probably has something to do with tracking every single thing you do in your daily life. Linux and Ubuntu fans, 15.10 has arrived. And just in time for Halloween, as it's fittingly called Willy Werewolf. Now, 15.10 continues the Ubuntu tradition of integrating the latest and greatest open source technologies. Sounds just like a press statement, doesn't it? So what are you going to get underneath the hood in the new release? Well, you're going to get the new 4.2 base kernel, a switch to the GCC5, and a few more things underneath that hood. The desktop has also seen a few little improvements, with newer versions of GTK and Qt. There's also been major updates to Firefox and LibreOffice. But after that, that's pretty much what's all new in 15.10. Yeah, a bit of a yawn release again from Ubuntu. But on the good side, at least from the Linux community, they say it's very fast and very stable so far. And finally, going out to our dear old listeners in Los Angeles, California. Scientists have got a rather very bold prediction for you. Mark your calendars for this, because according to them, by 2018, you got a 99.9% chance of a 5.0 magnitude earthquake. Happy Friday. This is according to a new report from NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. Scientists from JPL, it's a little easier to say that, wrote that after examining the area surrounding the 5.1 magnitude earthquake that hit back in 2014, there's a 99.9% chance that another quake of 5.0 magnitude or even greater will surface near the Los Angeles area before April 1st, 2018. Funny they chose April 1st, April Fool's Day. Wacky little scientists there, aren't they? Now, of course, earthquakes are still not predictable, though it wouldn't hurt to heed the warning just in case. Stay safe, dude and dudettes. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website. Check it out. britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Well, that does it for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. We're going to be heading into the weekend, doing a little bit of relaxation. Hope you'll be doing the same. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up in all the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a kick-butt Friday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.